Blog Talk Radio.
There's some great richness to be unpacked there. I'm excited about it. You know, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, that is a truly great question. And without question, I haven't even really thought about that. And I want you to know that you are in the right place. And I'm so happy that you have tuned in, because we are going to grow together and go on a journey of exploring this very question and see what we discover as we take this journey today on Motivational Mondays.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
Are you ready? This is Coach Adams, and on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win, and the fur baby is as excited as I am to dive right on into this journey on this evening. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. You know, if you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is being shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey personally and professionally so that you are in position to what this whole journey is about. Winning, yes. Work it now so that you can win. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes or so into today's programming around our topic. And then if time permits, we will open up the lines for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So our global listening audience, we encourage you to chime right on in at the appropriate time. And if you don't already have your pens and notepads, your laptops sitting at your desktops, you have your iPads, your tablets, your smartphones with your notes, something bottom line to capture the jewels and nuggets that will be shared, I encourage you to grab it so that you can take notes. And at the appropriate time, when we open the lines up for your audience participation, you have clarity around those areas that you have a question, want to make a comment on, because you've been actively listening and engaged, fully focused with us today. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you support us and take a quick moment by inviting someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow your cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email. Go old school. Send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo, bottom line, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. And I want you to know we extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. The reality is we can't do it without YOU, and so we absolutely thank you on behalf of Motivational Mondays, myself, Inspired Media, and WIND International. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and our topic that we're zoning in on today, that we're really adjusting the lens to get into greater focus, is the great story of your life. The great story of your life. You know, your life can be a great story. And I want you to begin to process that. Your life should be a great story. You know, and I have to ask you this question, and I want you to just kind of process while we are engaged today for this hour of empowerment. Process around and give some thought to, if you could write your future story, what would it look like if you could write your future story? Year, your story for the next 5 years, your story for the next 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years. If you could write your story, what would it look like? What would it look like if you were penning the page with your story? What things would you change about how you're currently living? And what new things would you add into the mix? What would you change? What new things would you add into the mix? You see, the reality is each and every one of us, we are life managers. And the number one life that we have been given to manage is our own individual lives. And it starts with each and every one of us managing the life that we have been given. I often like to challenge my clients in my coaching practice, and I'll ask the question, if you were looking for a life manager, would you hire you? Based on how you're managing your life today, would you hire you? And that's a great thought-provoking question because that should provoke us to change. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, our global listening audience. I don't know about you. But for me, it challenges me. Whenever I ask myself the question, Shania Marie, would you hire you? And so again, I want you to begin to think about if you could write your future story, the story of your life for a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, so on and so forth, what would it look like? And again, the fur baby is excited thinking, yeah, what would it look like? Because the number one catalyst for change is action. And the action requires intention. And so I have to ask you, on your journey, are you being intentional? I'm constantly processing and asking myself, Coach Adams, where do you need to be more intentional? You know, when we're talking about intentional living, we're talking about doing things on purpose, being deliberate with our actions. And when it comes to writing our own story, you know, I think about when I first launched out into full-time entrepreneurship, I often say I wouldn't have written the story exactly how it has unfolded, how it's been unfolding. I would have written it a little bit differently with the wisdom and the insight that I have now gleaned. And so I want to challenge you that as you reflect, if you're not liking how your story is unfolding, you, Y-O-U, have the power to change it. You have the pen in your hand with the blank page. You have the power to change it. Remember, the number one catalyst for change is action. Are you taking the right steps that are needed? And then as we begin to step out on our journey, this is the awesome thing that happens. And I'm excited about this, not only for me, but for you, our global listening audience listening in. That as you begin to move and take action steps on your journey, the first thing that begins to change when we take action is ourselves. We begin to change. And as we begin to change, our point of view begins to shift. Our mindset begins to shift. Our habits begin to shift. When we move, there's something that happens in the atmosphere when we take those intentional steps of action. And I want to ask you this. When you reflect on today, this motivational Monday, just think about today. Don't think about what has occurred in the past because that could be overwhelming, and I don't want anyone to go into a deep dive into, oh, woe is me and depression and all of that. But as you reflect on this day, I want you to think about and to process around three things that you could honestly say you would have done differently. And the reason why I say that is that tomorrow is another opportunity for you to continue to write your great story. Think about those three things that you can change. What exactly does that look like? Maybe it's I should have gotten up earlier. Maybe it's I didn't operate based on my agenda. I didn't have an agenda. I wanted to work out. I didn't. Whatever that may be. I didn't make as many calls as I should have. I didn't read. I didn't spend quality time with God. Whatever it may be. Remember, the number one catalyst for change is action. Don't beat yourself up about what you didn't accomplish today, but grow forward and learn from the shortcomings. And now take different actions as you move into tomorrow with greater intention. You see, in life, it's not what we get that makes us valuable. It's not what we get. All of these things I'm getting, all of these things, all of this stuff I'm getting. That does not make you valuable. Driving the hottest car doesn't make you valuable. Driving the nicest car, I want you to hear that, doesn't make you valuable. Wearing the nicest clothes, they don't make you valuable. Wearing the most expensive jewelry, it doesn't make you valuable. Living in the nicest house, it doesn't make you valuable. I can go on and on. All of these things are things that are exterior things, things that are on the outside of us. They don't make us valuable. Without question, they can make us look like we have it all together and going on, but they don't make us valuable. And so when we're looking at and talking about your life can be a great story, and if you were to write your future story, what would it look like? Identify. What would it look like? Begin with the end in mind, because we're talking about intentional living. Again, I ask you, I challenge you, our global listening audience, what things would you change about how you're currently living life? And what new things would you add into the mix? You may say, I need to add working out into the mix. I need to add eating better into the mix. I need to add reading into the mix. I need to add this. I need to change this. I need to change that. Identify what those things are that you need to change. Because again, I want you to really hear this. And I'm speaking to myself as well as we are processing through today. On Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, this hour of power. And I thank you so much for tuning in for this hour of empowerment today. The number one catalyst for change is action. You have to move. You have to do something. You have to execute. You have to convert. If you want to lose weight, you have to do something. If you don't like where you are financially, you have to do something. So your story, where it is today, it doesn't have to stay there. But it will require you to be more intentional on your journey, that you're doing things. When we're talking about intentional living, when we're talking about doing things with greater intention, it simply means that you're doing things on purpose, that you're doing things that are deliberate on your journey, because you recognize that in order for me to get the change that I want, I have to be intentional. And that, in essence, is how we begin to write out this great life story. Every day gives us a new page to write the story. And the question raised is, how will you pen your story? It's never too late. You know, it's so interesting. A dear friend of mine, they had outlined, and I often will reference different individuals that names you would recognize, of when they started to achieve their goals, so on and so forth. And so I shared with them, I said, you know, that's a great list. I love it. I said, let me give you one that you may want to use in the future. And they were actually surprised. They said, wow, I didn't know that. That's a good one. And I shared with them, I said, you know, Colonel Sanders is a good one. I said, I reference Colonel Sanders' story all the time. And I reference his story because it's so profound to me that he founded KFC at age 62. You may be listening in today at 60 thinking, oh, it's too late for me to accomplish anything. I've outlived more than I have left. And that may be true, but it doesn't mean life is over for you. It doesn't mean that you don't still have a great story for your life that's in you to unfold. It simply means that you have to do something to create the change. And that something is you got to start stepping it out and taking action. I often will speak about the significance of action because as a coach, the deciding factor in what you achieve and what you don't are the action steps that you take. Coaching is all about movement. It's all about closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. But in order for us to close life's gaps, whatever they may be, personally or professionally, we have to take steps of action. I had someone ask me a question in my coaching practice because we were talking about being on the bench versus on the field. And I was sharing with them that when you're sitting on the bench, you're just an observer. You're not an active participant. And so haven't you noticed that when people are sitting on the bench of life, oh, it's so easy for them to talk about you and talk about what they would do and how they would do it differently and but yet they're not doing anything. They're sitting and they are observing. See, when you're on the field or on the court of life, you may make mistakes, but at least you're out there in the game. And that is intentional living, being on the field, on the court of life, figuratively speaking, and being intentional about your movement, doing things on purpose, being deliberate in your process. And again, as we move, the first thing that changes when we take those steps of action is ourselves. We change. Our mindset changes. Our point of view changes. Our thought process changes. What we're able to accomplish changes. Because as you move, interestingly enough, there are people already out there in the world waiting to connect with you, waiting to catch your vision. But it is your steps of action that allows you to set things in motion. It's like that pushing that one domino, if you're familiar with the domino effect. You see, the domino effect, you have these different dominoes that are standing up, they're positioned. I love seeing the different designs that people have made along the way, you know, just in competitions and different things. And it's literally you hit that one domino when you have them positioned right and it begins to click, 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 they start to fall. And it's this process that happens, and they move around and they start to fall depending on that design that one has outlined. So this domino effect is based on setting that one thing in motion, and that is that we have to move. You see, in life, it's not what we get that makes us valuable. I was sharing that just a moment ago, and I'm restating it with intention. It's not what we get. It's not all of the things that we get that are outside of us. The nice cars, the clothes, the shoes, the jewelry, the house, the this, the that, all of the different stuff, that doesn't make us valuable. In essence, it's what we become in the process that brings the value to our lives. Who are you becoming? As I hear Michelle Obama's book title in my head, who are you becoming? Because whoever you're becoming, that is how your great story of your life will unfold. And I want to share this with you. It doesn't matter what your story was of the past. You're not held to that story of the past. The story of the past only has power if you give it power. You may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, you don't know my story. You don't know the environment that I grew in, the challenges, the dynamics, the stuff, that. I don't. I really don't. But you don't know mine. And the reality is, how long are you going to be the victim of that past? Do you hear that? How long will you be the victim to those past situations and circumstances that you don't have the power to change? But yet, you're in this now moment that you have the power to make different decisions, to establish different behavior, different habits, different thought process, a different mindset, to view things differently. You know, it's interesting because I heard an interview. It was Oprah Winfrey, and oh my gosh, I'm having a brain fog on her name. Eek! I didn't plan to share the story, so I didn't have her name in front of me, and it's going to come to me. But I was listening to this interview, and Oprah was sharing with her, wow, I was poor. But as I hear your story, you were po-po. She was saying that you were poorer than I was when I hear your story. And yet, she has gone on to accomplish great things, and her story is still unfolding, and she's still uncovering and discovering greater things. And what I want us to understand, your past does not define you. 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 Coach Adams, how many times are you going to say that? I'm saying it with intention until it soaks in, that your past does not define you. It doesn't define me. And the individual that I was referring to is Viola Davis, that Oprah Winfrey was having this interview with. And when you hear her story, when you hear many people's story, that's why it's so important to hear people's stories. Because when you hear someone's story, you may think that your situation was bad until you hear their story. You know, I'm fortunate to have great mentors. Many of you regular listeners, you know that I serve Al and Hattie Hollingsworth's ministry, Boss the Movement, and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters program. If you want more information, visit bossthemovement.org, bossthemovement.org. Why do I mention that? Because my mentors, Al Hollingsworth specifically, grew up in the projects of Omaha, Nebraska. And when you see and realize what they have accomplished, one would say, how did you accomplish all of that coming from Omaha, Nebraska in the project? And so it doesn't matter what your story was pre this day, this moment. The question raised is, what will you do with intention with this day to write a new story? What will you do with it? How will you change it? I can tell you situation after situation that had I allowed myself to stay in the moment of that, my story would be different than it is today. And along the way, I have to make decisions. Along the way, you have to make decisions. And so your great story, how do you want it to unfold? What things can you do for your great story to unfold? As I was sharing with you, our story, the story that is being written, each day is an amazing moment, but this is the thing. If you're focused on all of the things on the outside of you and you think that that brings you value, oh, I remember when I was in real estate. Oh, I just thought if I can get all of this stuff, if I can get the nicest car, if I can get the biggest house, if I can get the bling bling and all of the things. And yet, that season of my story, I didn't have any peace. I didn't have peace of mind. I was feeling restless. I was feeling anxiety of feeling like I'm a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. I didn't feel that I was achieving any significance in my life at the time. I'm like, oh, what's the point? There has to be a higher call on my life. I begin to cry out, a greater meaning, purpose for my life. What I was saying is I was saying that there has to be greater significance. And that's what I want us to understand, that when you see your life, understanding that it's not the things on the outside that brings you value, that makes you valuable. It's what you become in the process. What are you becoming along the way that brings you value? The actions that you take, each step that you take converts your dream into a reality, but that reality should bring significance. Not because of just the things and the bling bling and all of the stuff, no. Are you bringing significance to the lives of others around you? Because significance brings you personal value. When you are fulfilling the assignment that you were created for, the very reason why God placed you on the planet, the very reason that is unique to you, that is coded in your very DNA, when you are able to unlock that code of your purpose that God has placed in you, and you now are navigating on your journey based on that, that now, because you've tapped into the higher call of purpose on your life, that now yields greater significance. And that, in turn, significance brings personal value to your life, to your circumstances. And now when you're going through stuff, you're able to grow from the situation. You're able to gain great insight that you can't gain any other way through the situation that you've grown through. When you recognize that there is a higher call of purpose in operation, things that you are living through. You know, I think about my season in real estate, which I often reference. That was a great season for me because it caused me to go on a journey of discovery. It allowed me to learn some great things. It was a great season. I have some great knowledge that I have been able to utilize and wisdom and insight. And with every season that we're in, the goal is that you gain insight, that you gain wisdom, so that it now moves you into your next season. And it supports you in writing out this great story that is in you. And so there are four benefits of taking action to live intentionally. We're talking about living with intention, an intentional life. And we're highlighting on today your great story here on Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. So when we are taking action to live intentionally, we will reaffirm our value because of the purpose that is inside of us. And when we move out on the assignment that we've been created for, that helps to clarify this greater call of purpose, this greater assignment that is bigger, that is beyond each and every one of us, that brings value and significance to this earth in some way. A part of mine is edifying, motivating others. As a coach, as a speaker, as a teacher, as a trainer in my lane, and I'm very clear on that. Now, I didn't initially think that this would be the journey for me. When I used to think about speaking, I would say, no way, not me, wrong girl. I would say, give me death by fire. Nope, I don't want to public speak. Nope. And I ran for quite some time. And God began to speak and to tap into, no, this is what I created you to do. And I say that being vulnerable and transparent with you because more often than not, the journey that was designed for you may be completely diametrically opposed to where you thought your journey would go. But in some way, you've had a bend in that direction. People would always compliment the speaker, compliment the voice. I remember when I was in real estate, they would always ask me to leave the meeting. Because they were like, you're such a great speaker. And I didn't have a title for it. I continued to allow myself to be stretched in it. And it was those little moments along the way, people seeing something in you that maybe you don't even see. And even today when it's so funny, that I had a consulting assignment. I'm on another one right now, but it was the one before this one at the start of the year from January to May. And I was tickled. And I would giggle because I'm the executive consultant that has come in. You're the manager. You have your assistant manager, all of that. And you're asking me to lead your meetings. I was honored and humbled by that. And I'm like, but wait, you're the manager. I'm the executive consultant coming in to support you. So in any environment that I'm often in, I'm being asked to speak. And people are saying, well, why? Who trained you to speak? Where did you learn that? It's coded in my DNA. But I often let people know that I'm so grateful for my mentors that in serving them, I have the opportunity regularly to really zone into my speaking voice and cultivate that and grow in that and stretch and challenge myself in that in a safe environment on a regular basis. And so people think, did you do Toastmasters? Did you do this? No. And I'm not speaking ill of other outlets that support you. in sharpening the skills, because it is important. At times, we do need to sharpen the skills. I had, quote-unquote, on-the-job training, as one would say. That was the sharpening the skills and the growing and the developing in it. I was living it through and having the opportunity to hone in on it. And so whatever that area may be for you, you have to tap into what that is. And when I made that connection, my journey, I was navigating so differently. I had such a peace and such just this amazing shifting that happened, because prior to that, I really felt like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole, as I often use that reference. Many of you that are regular listeners, you've heard me say that. Or this going against the flow of a river, as an example. The river is flowing in one direction, and you're going against the flow. That was the sensation of what I was feeling before I made the connection with the assignment and the call on my life. But it was intimidating for me to stand and speak before people. Oh, my gosh, to have all of these eyes looking at me, judging me, and all of that. Picking me apart, you know, is my hair out of place? Is my nose too shiny? You know, all of these various things that can come with being in that space before people. Are they judging me? What are they saying? But that was the intention, is the intention for my life. And now every action, every step that I take, it's in alignment with that. And it is through that assignment, the call on my life, my purpose, that significance occurs. I've been fortunate to travel all around the globe with my mentors. And I remember going to the Ukraine. Yes, I've been to the Ukraine, not just once, but twice. But I remember going to the, I say it like that jokingly because people are often surprised when I share, you've been to the Ukraine? What? Yes. And had an amazing experience both times. But the reason why I reference it as it relates to significance, we're talking about significance. Don't lose focus on what I'm sharing and why I'm making this connection. But I remember one of our journeys and the trips that we had going to the Ukraine, an individual gave me a box of chocolates. Now, I'm an American. Here in the U.S., not a big deal. But I didn't know how big of a deal that was for that individual in an area that is very poverty-stricken for most. There is a clear divide. There is no, quote, unquote, middle class. It's either you have it or you don't. And most people are in that lower level of struggle and press. And many don't have cars. I mean, just things that we take for granted. We really are spoiled here as Americans. I know I am. I grew up very spoiled, the only child. And so I say that because I, in my own worldview, I'm thinking I was touched by, please don't misunderstand my heart, I was very touched, but I didn't realize that that was a big deal for this person. But that was a key moment in time that really spoke to significance, that because of how I was serving with my mentors and the impact that this individual had, worthy goals, that individual's life was so touched that in some way they wanted to say thank you. And it was a great sacrifice. But that right there spoke volumes to me. I said, wow, my journey is now significant. It's impacting people. That's what the journey of life is all about. And maybe yours is not speaking, but in some way there's something in you that you have not yet converted on. You have not yet taken action on that would bring significance. Maybe it's a book project in you. Maybe it's a movie. Maybe it's an invention. Maybe it's a business. I don't know what it may be, but this journey is about working it now. What am I working, Coach Adams? You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. And so as we get back to those points that I was sharing with you around the benefits of taking action to live intentionally, I was sharing that you will reaffirm your values. That was a moment in time that truly reaffirmed my values, helped me to understand, because of the journey that I'm on, what is most important to me. It helped to clarify what is this journey really all about. And the journey is not about me. My mentors are always telling us, it's not about you. It's about you giving the insight, the wisdom, giving it away. In their zone, it's about giving it away to the youth, 6.5 to 11.5. But you may be like, that's not my calling. Okay, great. But it's still about giving it away, writing the book so you can give the insight away, doing the film so you can give whatever insight away as you tell this story, starting the business so that now you're serving others and giving it away. That's where the significance on our journey comes in. In addition, when you're living and taking action to live intentionally, you will find your voice. You will find your voice. When you're speaking from who you are authentically, there's a greater confidence that comes from that place because you're being true to you. And now you're living out what you believe in front of others, in front of the world, and you're being and developing your true authentic self. And that supports you in finding your voice. And again, that's why I said I'm so grateful that with my mentors, I had the opportunity to find my speaking voice, as this call on my life was very intimidating. It was something that was like, oh, my gosh. But I was able to find my voice, and I'm still developing and growing to the next level. We can never get comfortable. Last week, we spoke briefly on the law of the rubber band, that we have to constantly be growing. Today we're talking about intentionality and the importance of that. In addition, you will develop your character. That is what we talked about, that it's not about the stuff on the outside. It's Michelle Obama, I hear the book again. It's who are you becoming in the process. This becoming is about your character development. It's about showing up well in environments. It's about keeping your word. It's about having good habits. It's about what is the message of your life. What are you modeling? For me, my foundation is the Bible, the Word of God. Not perfect, can't walk on water, but I'm in process and I'm being intentional. Again, what is the intention? The intentionality is about the movement on purpose that is deliberate. Yes, some days I miss it. Yes, some days you will miss it. But overall, what is your focus as you navigate on your journey? You see, if you're being passive in the background, you know, you're not going to be able to influence people if you're in a passive place. If you're in a victim place, if you're in a woe is me, nobody knows, is that the character that you want? Because, again, we're talking about your great story. Do you want your story to be that of a victim? I'm not saying you didn't have something horrific happen to you. I had a trauma. Traumas. But yet, the traumas, they don't define us. Heal from your trauma. Get the insight from your trauma. Grow beyond the trauma. Let that baggage go. Leave it in the past where it needs to be. And embrace a new chapter. Embrace and start to outline this new, great, beautiful story that with each moment, each decision that you make, you can write out a different story than what the circumstances of the past of your life may have been. I look at Viola Davis, and the interesting thing is I didn't know the backdrop of her story until I heard this interview. And I thought, wow, look at what she has accomplished. She has been able to write a different story. It's still unfolding, but yet a great story is being written. She could have said, oh, I can't be anything more than what's there, the popo. I'm super popo. No. I don't know her net worth. But I know she's not Poe anymore. She's living out her assignment. She's living out her dream. Will you live out your dream? Every day I'm fighting to live out my dream. And we can have story after story after story after story. But in the process, what is your character development look like? Are you developing the character of a victim? Are you developing the character of negativity? Are you developing the character of woe is me? You have the ability to change your great story, and it starts with letting that victim go. Letting the woe is me go. Letting the negativity go. Let it go. Allow yourself to become free. See, the more you work on yourself, the stronger you become. The stronger your character becomes. The more you grow, the more you develop. So I want you to begin to think about, who do I want to be? What do I want my story to be? What do I need to change, as we talked about at the top of our time of sharing together? And the last benefit of taking action to live intentionally is that you will experience inner fulfillment. When you focus on you, when you live life on purpose, see, that's intention. Your story begins to be written as a beautiful, great story, and it's not based on the amount of money that you have in your bank account. And I'm not saying that money is not important. I'm simply saying that it's not the all. Keep it in perspective. Keep it in the order in which it should be. Don't sacrifice trying to get the money for your peace of mind. Many in the media, we see it all the time, have committed suicide. They have all the money. They have all of the things, the trinkets, the boats, the houses, the planes, the this, the that. But yet, they don't have that inner fulfillment. There's something lacking. And so I want you to know that that is where the significance comes from. These are the areas that we need to focus in on. Our values, our voice, our character, fulfillment. This is where the focus should be, aligned with fulfilling the assignment of why God created us, why we were placed on this planet. And I want you to know, our global listening audience, as it's amazing how quickly time flies. I didn't have the opportunity to come to the line today. However, we do have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. You can chat with us there. Leave your thoughts, comments, maybe the questions. Maybe you have a show idea, recommendation, a topic you would like to see covered, a guest you would like to see on the show. That is the place to do it. But I want you to know, our global listening audience, that August the 1st through August the 15th, I am offering 1 month of complimentary coaching. You will qualify for that, new and returning clients, through my Impact 100. Again, I am committed to assisting 100 individuals on their personal and professional growth journey through my powerful gift of empowerment that I have available through my Full Circle of Empowerment. So, new and returning clients, this is a great opportunity for you. You qualify through August for 1 month of complimentary coaching, one-on-one coaching on all of my coaching programs to support you on your journey of greater intention, of fulfillment and significance, on writing your great story. So I want to encourage you to set yourselves on a winning course. You owe it to yourself to fulfill your assignment, and you can give our team a call. You can text or call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Call or text. If you're texting, simply include your name and one-on-one. That's all I need to know, and I'll know you're responding to this offer from Motivational Mondays today, presented by Inspired Media for you. And as we close out, as I often share this with you, that you don't have to lose focus on your goals. I know life is happening. I know life is throwing you all of this stuff. But that's the great thing about one-on-one coaching. It brings you back to the focus so that you, in the midst of the mirage of the stuff and the circumstances, you come back to your focus. So don't lose focus on your goals. And ask yourself the question, what do I need to do differently to get different results? You see, you are continuing this cycle of insanity. You're doing the same thing over and over and over again, and yet you're expecting different results. Believe me, I'm not judging you. I'm in process with you, and I am challenging myself. My mentors are challenging me. My leadership partner and team is challenging me. I am being challenged myself to do things differently so that I can get different results. So know that I'm not on the soapbox judging you while I'm thinking I'm in process with you, and that's important to recognize. I may be a few steps ahead of you on the journey as a coach. I may have a little greater insight, but I'm still in process. I'm a firm believer that as long as we have that dash in between our sunrise and sunset, there's still stuff to learn. There's still stuff to accomplish. And so know that I am still in process as well. And I'm not too prideful to say that. I'm happy to say, because I know that we should be continuing our journey of growth and change and evolving. And I'm all for that. I'm a lifetime learner. But what do you need to do differently to get different results? For your dreams to become a reality, what do you need to do differently? Break the insanity. And I have to tell you, now is the perfect time. This is a winning offer, a winning partnership to support you on your journey, that you would write your beautiful story, your great, beautiful story, that I can support you with making that shift. Again, you know how to reach us, 310-289-2101, call or text. Wow, it's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We don't take your support lightly or for granted. This is Coach Adams signing off for now, and I leave you with this. I coach and you win.